The 15-story Al-Susi residential high-rise is among five high-rises in Gaza City knocked down by Israeli aircraft since Friday. The high-rise, home to dozens of families, is now leveled to the ground. The blast, so intense, several shelter tents nearby were torn apart from the strikes. Ayman Marouf is a displaced resident from northern Gaza. His tent was one of those destroyed from the bombings today.
I was outdoor, and when I came back, I found out that my tent was torn apart, and thank God that my children turned up safe. I appeal to all Islamic nations to help solve this conflict. It is true that they ordered us to leave for the south, but this is something that we cannot afford. Every time I go to Zakim to get some food supplies, I face death multiple times.
Other impacted residents had just moved near the Al-Susi Tower after fleeing eastern Gaza City, where the Israeli military had already intensified military strikes. Ward Maruf was sitting on the ground in front of the tower's rubble after the strike. She and her family members were collecting some of their belongings when she told Pacifica they only had a 30-minute warning before the building was bombed to rubble.
We were displaced from Nefek 10 days ago. We got notice only half an hour before they knocked it down. We could hardly save our luggage. I know they want us to displace to the south, but I don't feel like it because I had a terrible experience when I was forced to flee to the south previously. I was injured, and it took 7 months to treat.
In Gaza City, shelter tents are spread in nearly every corner after months of intensive Israeli army actions in eastern and northern parts of Gaza City. Recently, the army announced it would take over the whole city and ordered its 1 million population to flee south to where the Israeli army says a safe humanitarian zone. Since last Friday, Israeli aircrafts began knocking down a list of high-rises in Gaza City, saying they have been used by Hamas for terrorist purposes. The army posted on social media a map that includes dozens of such buildings, but building owners refute those claims. Meanwhile, mediation efforts for a ceasefire continue after U.S. President Donald Trump proposed Hamas release all Israeli hostages held by Hamas in return for Israel's release of 2,000 to 3,000 Palestinian prisoners. Hamas is demanding an end to Israel's military operations across the Gaza Strip and the withdrawal of all Israeli forces. Israel insists Hamas should disarm and the party's leaders be exiled. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami El-Mighari, in Gaza.